Okay.
That's actually, if you would have asked me, I couldn't have told you what our music was. That's awesome.
Have you listened to our podcast?
Oh, crap. I hate this question. I hate it.
So no. Well, how far behind are you?
Episode 2.
Episode 2?
I do not listen to our podcast.
At all?
I know it. I don't have the time.
You can make time. Hey everyone, welcome to the Life and Gear podcast, where truth leads to joy and adventure. I am Justin, and I am here with Kevin Gear.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning back in. It's,
here we go.
It's a miracle people tune in to listen to this podcast.
It's so much fun. Like,
would you listen to this podcast?
I'm not a podcast listener. Like, I listen to our podcast.
Do you? That's awesome. That's great.
I really do.
That's good. I'll listen to a podcast. You know, I listened to a lot more podcasts before I was in my doctorate.
Yeah.
And now that I'm in my doctorate and I'm just reading books, all that, I don't get to pick what I want to listen to. I get told what I'm going to read and listen to. So.
And you got like a bunch of books you're going through right now.
Yeah. I'm probably going through 18 to 20 books right now.
Oh my God.
That I have to navigate through, read, and comprehend.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's just for your doctorate. So there's no fun reading for you anymore.
That is not true.
Are you sci-fi reading still?
I sci-fi. When I go on a long drive, which I got to tell you about my long drive.
Oh, yes.
Okay, When I'm on long drives, I will listen to my sci-fi space opera books.
Wait, hold on. It's called space opera?
That's what it's called. Yes. Now, it's not like opera singing. It's like soap opera. No, but it's called.
But it's in space.
But it's called space opera. But that's the genre.
Oh,
and
my
it's
goodness.
Space military. Opera.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
But not like singing opera. But
no,
that's,
I know soap opera. It's still the same thing.
Well, yeah, except for you're fighting aliens. Not
So you are emo. Like, but just in space.
No, I'm not emo at all. Let's go back to the story I want to tell you.
Come on, all right.
But, excuse me.
Oh my God. What was that?
Whoa. That was the largest loogie I've ever coughed up in my life. That is disgusting. But I swallowed it, so we're good.
That's so gross.
Okay. You might edit that out. This. You know what I'm going to say? Edit that out. And she says, nope, keep it on.
I know.
So it never works. Hey, so I've had something major take place.
Okay.
Material things.
Yes.
Don't satisfy the soul.
Mm.
So I'm thinking Jeep is spiritual. My soul is satisfied.
Oh my God.
So that's terrible. That's
you
not
got
even
the Jeep.
I got the Jeep. The Jeep came in.
Wait, hold on. I got to ask you a serious question about this. Because I saw the picture you posted about it.
Uh huh.
You had a Jeep hat and a Jeep sweatshirt on.
Yep.
Now, was that gifts from the company when you were there, or did you show up in a Jeep hat and sweatshirt?
I purchased a Jeep hat and sweatshirts for me and my wife, and we did not wear them until that morning. We cut the tags off them that morning, I walked into the dealership looking like a Jeep commercial.
Oh, my God. I saw that. I was like, that's probably like gifts from the dealership for having a brand new. Like.
Yeah. I'm all in. I don't care what people think. I was all in. He goes, you're one of the most excited people of picking up their Jeep that we've had.
Yeah.
And he goes, I like this. And I literally jumped up and down. I was so pumped. I've been waiting since October. I'm not a patient person. So this is a huge deal.
Yeah.
And it is. My wife told me I can't sleep in it anymore. I do have to come in at night. I love it. It is so, again, you know nothing satisfies the soul but Jesus. But Jesus and Jeep start the same. So, J-E. But it's been a lot of fun. In fact, on the way home, living life with joy and adventure.
Yes, that's what we do.
So this will set up, and then we're going to get into the I personality. But this is just a fun little story. We got the Jeep. And everything worked out great, and I love it. And you can't drive over 4,000 RPMs in the first 400 miles, just to let the engine set in and everything like that. Mm. So I took an old small highway. We're in Boise, Idaho. That's where I bought it at the Peterson Group, and we're driving all the way to Kalispell.
Nice little plug there.
Uh-huh. Well, they did me well. And this podcast is sponsored to you, buddy. And And then I drove on Highway 21. So if you're a map person, you can look this up.
Okay.
I'm driving Highway 21 from Boise straight north. And I'm going to Stanley. Okay. And Stanley's in central Idaho. And then Highway 93, which runs through Kalispell,
yes,
runs through Stanley. Okay. So I'm going to get on Highway 93, and then I'm just going to go all the way straight north. Well, we are taking Highway 21, and there's we were over a pass.
This is before 93 then.
This is before 93. I'm getting to 93. Okay. In fact, I will send pictures of this story that I'm about to tell. The snow is higher than my Jeep over my, like someone had carved out the road, and it was bare and dry, hadn't snowed in a week. And so we're driving up this road, and it's windy and beautiful. We're at 6,000 feet at one point. Then there's one more pass at 7,000 feet called Banner Pass.
Yeah.
And Grand Jean is the town right before it.
And you're just slow rolling. This is slow driving.
Yeah, we're going about 40, 55, 60 miles an hour, but just keeping it under 4,000 RPMs.
Yeah.
And so we're in about an hour and a half up this road, and we're 20, 30 miles from Stanley, where we get on 93 and go.
Yeah.
And out in the middle of nowhere, and I read a sign that says, Banner Pass closed. There was an avalanche that day that closed the pass.
No way.
So I am 30 minutes from getting on 93, hour and a half up this road, and it closed.
And there was no, like, alert or anything?
No. Well, there was one sign earlier that I ignored, thinking that can't be true.
Oh, hold on. You cannot move past that. We're not going
to want to skip that part. My wife keeps reminding me about that sign.
Tell me about it. What did the sign say that you
pass closed. Yeah, but I thought it can't be. I thought maybe, I didn't know where that pass was. I thought, well, okay, but maybe it was after Stanley.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm a positive.
Like, is after Stanley.
Yeah,
so.
I'm a positive person. I look at the glass as overflowing, it was empty.
So you had to turn around.
So we basically went an hour and a half out of the way.
Well, more if it's an hour and a half one way.
Well, I found a shortcut through another road that got me over to McCall and then up. And so it added about an hour and a half to our trip. So what was supposed to be a 10-hour trip ended up being like a 12-hour trip.
Dude.
But it was fun.
But you got to listen to sci-fi opera.
I did. I listened to two books, and it was a great, great trip. And Tiffany was with me, so it was so much fun. Now my Jeep is home. And now I get to start adding stuff to it.
Okay, that sound that you hear is Kevin banging the table.
I was excited, so I'm hitting the table. So it's been great. It's been fun.
That's awesome.
I'm very pumped about it. But it was crazy getting there. I was so tired because I was in Phoenix for 3 days. Then I flew to Tampa for a week for a doctoral class.
Oh, yeah.
Then I flew to Boise.
Yeah.
And then I drove all day the next day. And then I preached the next 2 days. So I was tired at the end of all that, but it was so worth it. Joy and adventure. Even when you hit a dead end, this is the principle.
Oh, here we go.
Even when you hit a dead end in life, there can still be adventure.
All right, Kevin, so let's get to it. We finally get to talk about ourselves.
Oh, we saved the best for last. That's horrible to say, but every eye believes it.
Oh, buddy, do we ever.
As we've been talking about is the importance of understanding that each of us, no matter who we are wonderfully complex. We are put together in a beautiful way by God. And I really hope you've taken the self-discovery test that's been on our on our Facebook and Instagram accounts, where you can go and maybe even do some just a self discovery.
Yeah.
And you know what's amazing is sometimes self-discovery can be a spiritual experience, because you get to see how beautifully you are put together.
Yeah.
And you get to see the strengths that you have that you might have thought were weaknesses, but actually are strengths. And that is so important. That's why I love doing this. And we get to talk about the eyes today.
Yeah.
And I love eyes. They are they're just optimistic. They're fun. I'll get to that. You know, I think one of the ways, let's sort of recap. Because there's an eye total right there. Like, I'm ready to talk about us, but we need to do a recap a little bit here of what is the DISC? What is the DISC? I'll explain it this way. This will be fun. Okay. Let's say that a D.
I like that we've been doing this for every episode.
Yeah, me too. The D, let's say this. This is like a joke. A D, an I, an S, and a C go on a walk in Glacier Park. Okay? Well, we'll say Mini Glacier. The other side. They're on a walk, and they experience a bear.
You're so telling this like an eye.
Okay. How would every personality on the DISC respond if they saw a bear. Okay, I'm going to give you their perspective.
Okay.
Here's what a D. We'll start with the D. Here's what a D would do. Here's what a D would do. Here's what a
D would do.
Here's what a D would do. They would go, that is a bear. they would say it intense.
Would they be that intense about
it? Oh, yeah. Well, they're intense about everything.
It's true.
They're just intense, and they're fat. That's a bear. You know, that's how they would say it. Now, the C would look at that and go, after about 3 minutes,
because the bear's gone.
They're processing. They would go, that is a 525 male grizzly bear walking on a northeast trajectory.
Yeah.
They would have all the facts.
While they're scavenging for food.
And their arms are crossed.
Yeah.
Okay. The S on this walk would go, okay, don't freak out. Everyone's going to be okay. I think maybe it could be. It might be a bear. That's how the S would respond. Now, the I, which we're talking about today.
Yeah,
the I would go, that is a bear. Yes, this is awesome. Party. Yeah. Come on, bear. You know, they're ready for the party, you know. So there it is.
That's an I from California. Yeah. Come on, bear.
Yeah, that is true. The I would make it a part. Here's the I. As we break down the I personality, the I stands for influencer. Eyes.
They love that.
People like to follow eyes because they're fun.
Yeah.
They're expressive. One of the reasons why you and I do the podcast is we're expressive and we're optimistic. Everyone can have life and joy and adventure in their life. We believe it, though.
Oh, we do.
It's
100%.
Not a phrase.
No.
You can.
Yeah.
That's just eyes. We want to influence people to live that way.
How do we buy stuff? Because we've been talking about this for all the different personalities. How do we buy stuff?
You know those when you go through a check stand and there's all these candy things at the very end?
Yep.
They were invented primarily for I kind of people.
We are
impulsive buyers.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you an impulsive buyer?
100%.
Oh, so am I, and it's horrible. We are the worst at budgeting.
The worst.
Yeah, because we're impulsive and we're fast.
Yeah.
My wife hates shopping for me because I already have what she's going to buy. And I hate waiting for gifts. So hard.
Stupid.
So hard. But we're fast, impulsive. Yep. And change.
Yeah.
How do we respond to change? We might not even notice it.
That's true.
I got to tell you a story.
Okay.
My previous job before I moved to Montana, so about 10 years ago.
Long time ago.
They wanted to play a joke on me.
Okay.
And so every day, somebody would walk into my office and take one thing out of my office. Okay? This is no kidding. A year went by.
Every day.
Yeah, every day or once a week or, you know, a long day. A year went by. I never noticed.
Not one thing.
Not one thing.
Were you ever in your office?
Oh, yeah. I'd come. You know, I was in the office 2 days a week because I was traveling a lot speaking. So finally, three of the office team were so frustrated. I think they're probably all C's. They were so frustrated. They came into my office and they go, can you come with us for a second?
Yeah.
And they opened up. We had those huge legal filing systems there, cabinets.
Yeah.
The entire bottom drawer was all of my stuff. And I'm like, look at all that stuff.
They were C's. They were offended that you didn't notice their work.
I never. C's hardly notice change. They're just like, let's do it. Let's go.
Eyes hardly notice change.
Yeah, that's sorry. Eyes hardly notice change at all. When it comes to conflict, here's what an eye does when it comes to conflict.
Nope.
They run from it.
Nope.
You know what they believe? It'll go away.
Oh, yeah.
It'll go away. Just ignore it. It goes away. Yeah. That's how an eye will respond to conflict. If it's an email, it's going to be warm. It's going to be people-centric.
Yeah.
It's going to have lots of words.
You're gonna feel good about yourself when you read it.
It's so true. A D will never read your entire email.
No, not at all.
And a C will point out all the facts that are wrong in your email. An S will read it just to make you feel good.
Yeah, and then they'll tell you that they read the whole thing.
Yeah, there it is. But that's how an I will write an email or even a text. I, when it comes to rules, what's a rule?
What's a rule? Do we need those?
I know that rules are there to be broken.
Right. But we're not, like, mean about it.
You know what? You just hit it right on the head. A D will bulldoze through a rule because you're not going to control them. And I will break rules, but unintentionally.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're just not aware of them.
And we'll bring people along on the journey with us.
We will. But and I will never intentionally break a rule. They're just clueless that they're even there.
Yeah.
Because they're just hanging out with. There's a rule. I say that all the time.
Yeah.
What? That's a rule?
Yeah.
Didn't even know.
No.
You know, like speed limit. Did you know there's speed limits on the highways?
That I didn't know, because I'm actually a great driver, even though I'm not a C, like you were talking about last episode.
Last episode, C's are the best drivers.
Yeah, I just still don't agree with that.
I know. Seriously.
We talk on the phone for a long time.
We do. Oh,
we love.
It's like this podcast. We just go on, and people are like, you've already stated the fact, move on. And we're like, let's talk about the fact five more ways.
Yeah.
And then guess how we release stress?
Oh, buddy, we hang out with people.
We talk.
We talked about it in the last episode, too.
Oh, we talk.
We couldn't help but talk about ourselves.
No, it is the truth. The people are listening to this podcast going, you know, I think every podcast is about the I.
Yeah.
But we talk. We got to talk, talk. We got to release the stress. I have to process things.
Right.
In fact, for me as an I, like closure.
Yeah.
I don't like when things are hanging out there that don't haven't. I got to process. Got to talk through.
Got to talk through. It's so funny because like my wife and I, she's an S, and she definitely loves people and stuff. But she gets to a point where she's just like, you know what? I just need some time.
Yep, alone time.
For me, I'm like, I've been working. I've been doing homework. I've been doing work. Let's go hang out with people.
Yeah. You know, I'm an ID, so I have some D in me as well. And there are times when I have been going. When I realize I need alone time, I know that my battery is drained. Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, and that's just a trigger for me. It's something for me. No, let me tell you about the I, though. There is a lot of value in the I.
Yeah.
You know, as there is in the D, as there is in the S and in the C, well, here's what I's do. They bring optimism and enthusiasm.
Yeah.
In fact, Justin, you do that to our entire staff. I'm a high I.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were not working here and it was, you know, and I would put, I would bring the party, the life to the room.
Oh, yeah. You were.
But, you know, when I've hired a few I's, they relieve the stress because I don't have to look at enthusiasm as a task.
Right.
I can have others just do it naturally because the team needs I's.
Yeah.
Just as much as we need C's, D's, and S's. Yep. But I appreciate optimism and the enthusiasm that you bring to our team. It allows everyone to laugh more. Like, you're the one that's going to say, in fact, I think you did this today. Let's go to lunch at noon. And everyone's liking that. You do that.
It's fun.
I think I's are great. One of the values they bring drives C's crazy, but they can complement each other, is I's are creative at problem solving.
Yeah.
Because they don't see the rules, so they'll come up with creative ideas that no one has thought of before because they think with an open mind.
Yeah.
Where sometimes, like compared to the C that many of you might have just listened to that podcast 2 weeks ago, they will brainstorm within the rules.
Yeah.
Here's the compliment. The I's will brainstorm out of the rules, and then the C's can go, but here are the things you need to be aware of, which shapes it. And where the C might not be creative because they know all the rules, the I's will go, well, we can rethink that.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful combination.
What I love about, and especially like when we're brainstorming together and we're doing things, you'll have an idea, and it's totally out there, and it's a horrible idea.
Okay, I get it.
It's the worst.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But that horrible idea turns into something else so often.
Something I have said since I was early into ministry, and that is simply this. I have the dumbest, cheesiest ideas, but you'll never land where you want to go if I don't share my dumb ideas, because it's that creative aspect.
Yeah.
You know what else an I has that I just always like around people is their woo.
Yeah.
Eyes have a way of motivating people and they have this ability to articulate it so well that people want to follow.
Yeah.
In fact, here's what's interesting. Eyes can get people to do things that nobody else can get those people to do. They have a way to get it. And here's the other thing that you can know. Eyes are good at negotiating conflict.
Yeah.
Because they want to see it resolved.
Right.
And
we don't like that tension.
No. And so they're a lot like the S. The S is great at it, but they can like to see that.
One thing with that I've been aware of as I've continued to grow and figure out my own skill sets and stuff is I have to be aware not to take advantage of my woo. So because it can go from wooing to manipulation.
Yeah. So the difference there, excellent. And every I needs to hear this one. There is a difference between, because the I stands for influence. It doesn't stand for motivation. Or not motivation. What's the word? Manipulation.
Yeah.
The difference between an influencer and a manipulator is the actions and even the words can be the same.
Yeah.
It's the same skill set.
Yeah.
But it starts in the heart.
That's good.
When a person is an influencer, they want the best for the person they're influencing.
Yeah.
When a person is a manipulator,
yeah,
they want the best for themselves.
Exactly.
And so that's the difference. It's the same skill set. Yeah. That's why sometimes eyes can be viewed as manipulators from people who have been manipulated in their past.
Yeah.
And they can misread people because you're just trying to manipulate mm-hmm. me and like, no, I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
It's carryover from when they've been manipulated before. The difference between that manipulator and that influencer starts in the heart of the individual to go, I want the best for you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use you for the best of me.
Yeah.
Very important that we understand that.
Eyes make great salespeople.
They do.
Yeah.
Especially
healthy ones where they make that connection where they understand that their heart is to really help them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they got that woo, and before you know, and they understand the impulse buying, huh? Like, yeah, you can do it right now.
Let's get it.
Okay. And if you order right now,
and you're gonna love it. I know. So how do we communicate?
Oh, I think that's when you're communicating with an eye. Here's just the reality. Like this podcast, you have to allow time to listen to it. You have to allow time to relate.
Yeah.
If you walk into an eye, they want to talk to you about just anything. They don't even really care. They just want to, let's talk.
Yeah.
You know, like if I walk into a D's office, I don't sit down.
Right.
When you walk into an I's office, you sit down and you put your feet up. You're going to be there a while.
Yeah. Grab a
drink. You may not accomplish anything, but you're just going to talk for a while. So allow time for relating. This is huge. Ask the eye for their opinion.
Oh, buddy.
And they will happily share it.
And they will already have five of them.
Oh, and you just got to listen to ask their opinion. Because if they feel like they have influence on the decision, they're already sold on it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Ask them for their opinion. Talk about people, not facts and figures. So here's what I mean by that. Tell them how this would affect people. Like, in other words, it's saying, we're going to have a 10% increase on our gross income. They're going to be like, say this, people are really going to like their experience when we do this. They're like, okay, they're motivated by people. So talk about people.
Yeah.
That's going to help when you're communicating with them. It helps them understand the idea. Yeah. Give them, this is if you live with an eye or married to an eye or work with an eye, and if you're married, I hope you're living with them. Here's an idea. Give them implementing ideas.
What do you mean?
So if I give you an idea,
then
I'm going to follow up with you and say, hey, you might want to do these three things to get that done. Because they're going to love the idea.
Yeah.
They're not going to know where to start.
Okay.
So you might go.
I've definitely experienced that before.
Yeah. So but if you're giving them an idea or you're selling them an idea or you're talking, then say, and you might want to accomplish this and this and this to get you there.
Yeah.
Because that gets them motivated.
Yeah.
And then I think eyes strive. When you're communicating with an eye, here's what eyes need to do. They need to strive to listen and not talk.
That's tough.
Sometimes when you're communicating with an eye and they're not listening to you because they're always talking and sharing their thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a big secret right here. It's the Achilles heel to taking down an eye.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm so enthusiastic right now.
Yeah. Maybe your wife's listening and she's going to go, this is going to save my marriage.
She's caught up on the podcast.
Here, there you go. Here it is. Write an eye a handwritten letter.
Oh, my goodness.
They can't respond and they can't talk.
Mm.
And an eye will read it a whole bunch of times.
Over and over again.
And they're hearing your communication exactly what you want to communicate to them. My wife has done this since we've been married. She's not getting through what she wants to say, she writes me a letter. I tell you what, stops me in my track, and I always do what she writes in the letter. It's just a powerful tool. She knows it. She does it well. So if you're communicating with an eye and you don't feel like you're breaking through, don't send them an email. Write them a handwritten letter.
Oh, show buddy.
They love me. and they'll read it 5 times and they'll do what you ask them to do.
You want to hear a funny, fun fact?
Come on.
As you know, I'm a failed rock star. And
How many piercings? Keep going.
No, don't worry about the piercings. But at one point, I was trying to do my own like emo acoustic music with my buddy.
Uh-huh.
And we called ourselves Handwritten Note.
Shut.
I'm not joking. You.
Shut up. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious right now. We played shows. We did a few shows around the valley.
This was not planned ahead of time.
I saw that and I was like, oh, I got to tell Kevin.
Oh,
about
that. It works. I got chills. Oh, that is awesome.
We were not very good. I wasn't very good.
Well, because you're a failed rock star. But, okay, let me give you some advice to all the eyes that are listening. And advice to all the people who have eyes as friends, which we all do.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that I would start off when being an eye, I understand this one, is the battle of the emotions.
Yeah.
Eyes have big, not everybody has big emotions, but eyes have big emotions. This is one I'll fight daily. I've worked on this and I call it emotional intelligence. That's a podcast we need to do someday. I think we keep referencing that.
Didn't we do it?
Did we do a podcast on emotional intelligence?
Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did. It was powerful.
It was a great episode.
See, that right there was a typical eye moment right there. I got Tanya giving me the thumbs up saying we did it. I got Andy giving me the thumbs up, and you didn't even know right away.
I'm an eye. Yes.
And now you got people asking us if we listen to our own podcast.
Yeah, we listen.
Do you listen?
I listen for me.
So when you're talking with an eye, here's the deal. You gotta manage your emotions. Mine are like upset right now. And so here's a few tools to help you win this battle. This is gonna be life changing for someone right here. Number one, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Eyes, for dramatic effect, pause.
Dun, dun, dun.
Recognize your need for affirmation.
Oh, that's so true.
Recognize it.
Yeah.
It is not a bad thing. Yeah. It is a true felt need you have.
Yeah.
Because remember how every disc has an emotional factor.
Yeah.
The D is anger.
Yeah.
The S is conflict. It's change. The C, what's the C's? I'm gonna put you on the test.
I forgot
too. That's why I was putting you on the test.
You were trying to throw. We can look at our notes.
What? the C's is fear. They have fear.
That's what I was gonna say.
I knew that. I was just trying to set you up to look smart.
Right, thanks.
Well, what is the emotional factor for the I?
Rejection.
Rejection. They want to be included
because
they're an includer.
Yeah.
They want to be included in what is happening. So they don't want to be rejected. And so you got to be aware of that. They are driven by people's recognition.
Yeah.
The importance of being noticed. The importance of being told that they matter. In fact, I'll tell you a story because I'm an eye. I know this about myself.
Yeah.
I like attaboys. So
yeah.
Seriously. When you're listening to this podcast and we say, hey, leave a review and tell us what you like, it's totally selfish, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like after the basketball game, you get slapped on the butt.
We just want people to tell us that we're doing a good job. But when I was first here speaking, we were changing this church. There were some significant shifts and changes that were going to happen. And I know this is surprising, but not everybody liked me.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, remember Phil from last podcast?
Yep.
He's back on this one. And I had...
We need to like tell him.
Yeah, no, because then he'll want an honorary. And I told Phil that here's what I'm going to need you to do. When I get done preaching and I walk off the stage, I'm going to go in the lobby because I love to be accessible.
Right.
I'm going to go into the lobby and not everybody's going to like me in the lobby.
Yeah.
Church is wonderful. And we're just real people. We're just people. And I said, here's what I need you to do. When I walk off that stage, I don't care if I was the worst preacher you've ever heard on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
When you see me, I need you to look at me and say, great job today.
Oh, you gave a C a task.
I gave a
C. Way to go.
And you know, that entire first year, every time I walked off the stage, he's like, awesome job, Kevin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank you. I believed it.
That's so funny. Thinking back, because we started coming shortly after you took over the church.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, why is he back here?
Yeah, that was
why. That's funny, yeah, because I was serving on worship at
because
the time.
I recognized I'm going to be a better person if I'm getting affirmation.
That's good.
I need it. So here's what I would say to all the eyes. Find honest life speakers in your life. Now, again, honest life speakers.
You don't need yes men.
No. Honest life speakers that will have the art of complimenting you. And there's a balance to this.
Yep.
Don't swing the pendulum too far that you're a glory seeker.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that can become recognize your need for it.
Yeah.
But make sure that that's not all of what you're about.
Yeah.
Because that will become a problem within your life.
Yeah. That's good.
In fact, there's a great verse in John chapter 12, verse 43. It's a personal verse and it's a caution. And what it says is, for they loved human praise more than the praise of God. And so the ultimate goal for every I pray that you hear this is that at the end of the day, it's not that you're liked. That at the end of the day, that is you recognize how much God loves you. I think that's important.
Good. I love that.
I think know the voice that matters and live to hear, well done, faithful servant. Yeah. So I think that's the first one, is to recognize your need for affirmation. Let me give you a couple more. Another one is, to every eye listening, see the pause makes them lean in. Don't react. Respond, Justin.
Yeah.
This is a good one right here.
Yeah.
Don't react, respond. Here's how I do that in my life as an I. Because I'm emotional.
Mm-hmm.
There's times I'm going to want to respond. Have you ever been in a meeting where you've seen my cheeks turn red?
Yep. Very recently.
So funny. Yeah. I have to learn to let things breathe.
Yeah.
So hopefully, most of the time, my response is not my first response. Yeah. I've processed a few before I respond.
Yeah.
Let things breathe. Here's why. Things aren't as urgent as an I feels they are.
Yeah.
We can react to being driven by our emotions.
Yeah.
And it takes away our time to think. It's emotional intelligence.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to respond. We need to allow time to think. Yeah. And when we allow time to think, what it does is it allows us to weigh our options, because as an I, there's always options and we can pick the best one.
And we're fast processors, so we can get through that at a fairly quick pace.
People are going to think we just breathed.
Yeah.
It was just a breath.
Right.
But we've processed seven different options and probably seven different emotions.
Yeah.
If you don't, and I said this back in the podcast that you forgot that we did, and that is if you don't control your emotions, they will control you.
That's so true.
So say it in a positive way. Control your emotions, and learn to respond to them, not react to them.
Yeah.
And so I think that's an important for eyes. Yeah. Don't react, respond.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the next one? I love those two.
By the way, let me just say one more thing, because this is for you.
Okay.
You would be a better driver if you would, you're glaring at me, if you would respond and not react as a driver. Okay, I'm just going to leave that right there.
I definitely respond.
Are you?
I'm a great driver.
Uh-huh. And then thirdly here, and I think this is the last one, that I have one more thing that's a bonus in this episode, and that is actions. Oh, this is a hard one to say. I feel convicted on it. Actions speak louder than words, eyes.
Yeah.
Eyes, I think I could also stand for intention. Eyes have good intentions, but sometimes they have zero results.
That hurts, but it's true.
Because they're driven by emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So we always have great intentions. We just have no follow through.
Yeah.
So remember earlier, as I said, eyes are great because they'll woo people to follow them.
Yeah.
They don't follow them long.
Yeah.
They'll follow them and then realize, wait, we're already onto something new. We never finished that which we accomplished before.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're already onto something new. And so eyes can lose their followers quickly because they don't follow through with anything that they wooed them for in the first place.
Yeah.
So you just got to realize your actions have to speak louder than your words. So be quick what you promise. And be quick what expectations you set. You just disappoint everybody around you. Yeah. And the truth is, this is important to understand. This is a human thing. I'm going to throw it in the eyes, but it's a human thing.
Yeah.
We often judge ourselves by our intentions, and we judge others by their actions.
That's so true.
Think about that for a minute.
Yeah. So say it again. We often what?
Judge others, or we judge ourselves by our intentions.
Yeah.
We judge others by their actions.
Wow.
So let's say, I was going to buy flowers for that person.
Mm.
I'm a good person. I didn't get around to it, but that I thought about that.
That's a big deal.
Right. Yeah. You know. But then we're like, why didn't they ever send flowers to that person?
Right.
They're just jerks. Yeah. So we'll judge others by what they do, but we judge ourselves by what we might have done.
Wow.
And I think we just need to be aware of that.
Yeah.
I move through life fast.
No.
I know.
Kevin?
If we come up with an idea, I want to do it tomorrow.
Yes, you do.
And the staff sort of freaks out about it. But I have to learn to make sure that as I'm moving through life fast, that I'm following through with the initial things that I've been talking about.
Yeah.
And so I is influence.
Yeah.
But we have to be people of action. And if you're a person of eyes that are people of action.
Yeah.
Can motivate people to do amazing things.
Yeah.
It's a gift that God has given this world eyes.
Yeah.
If they can follow through and learn, and you know, you want another secret?
Yeah, sure.
I'm excited about this one. Because you know how the earlier secret was write a letter to an eye.
Right.
Okay, here's another secret. This is huge. Eyes, if you want to be successful at life,
mm-hmm.
become friends with the sea.
There you go. That is so true.
Become friends with the sea.
Yeah.
Because they will take your ideas and they will take them further than you ever dreamed to be accomplished. And when you work together, the sea is better, the I is better.
Yeah.
D's, you want to have a secret to your life? Be a friend with an S.
Yeah.
That beautiful combination
that's so true.
Works so well together.
Yeah, because the D comes in and they bulldoze over. Yep. And go. And then the S comes in and says, it's okay.
He loves you. She loves you. Yeah, absolutely.
And then they help each other get better.
Here's the deal. One of the things that I appreciate about eyes is we bring smiles.
Yeah.
When I was 8 years old, I was in second grade.
Hold on. Let's just say, if you don't know Kevin, every time he tells a story, if it's anywhere remotely close to as a child from his childhood, he says he was 8 years old. Hey, so we don't know how old he actually was.
I was eight. It was very influential. My teacher in Glendive, Montana, her name was Mrs. Donnelly.
Yeah.
Second grade. She was close to passing, I think, at the time. She was old. I mean, for a second grader, you know, she might have been 40. But I'm just joking. But
aren't you like 45?
I'm 47. Well, I'm 46. I'll be turning 47. I remember walking in. I remember walking in as a young second grader.
Yeah.
And it was early morning. I had to turn in a piece of paper. And she looked at me, and here's what she said, and I've never forgotten these words. Mm. And in fact, I've told this story to my church hundreds of times because it's so life for me. She goes, Kevin, you have the nicest smile. Now, she might have been lying to me, and I might have the worst smile on the planet.
No.
But she complimented this eye personality.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I smile all the time right now.
Yeah.
I play a smile game when I walk through Walmart.
Oh,
that if I catch eyes with people, I smile at them until they smile. Yeah. Sometimes it's really awkward, but I win.
What happens if they walk by and they haven't smiled?
I watch what aisle they go down and I give it a second try. Totally have done this. Seriously.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no, I'm dead serious.
Like, you've like, I'm going to find that person.
Yes.
That's such a D thing.
No, that's an I thing.
Just kidding.
I go after them. But eyes, you have a great smile. And if your heart is so hurt that it's not leading to a smile and you're an eye, it's time to let that heart heal.
Yeah.
The world needs your smile.
Yeah.
Smiles open the heart's door.
Yeah.
And eyes, I also want to say this. We need your enthusiasm and we need your optimism.
Yeah.
And when an eye gets down, one of the very gifts that they bring can go away. But I would say, eyes, be you.
Yeah.
Smile, be loud, have fun. Recognize and excel in your strengths, and eyes manage your weaknesses.
Yeah.
And if you know an eye, see their value.
Yep.
Point it out. Lean into it. Give them grace.
Yeah, I love that.
And one more thing before we bring it to a close.
Is this the bonus thing that
this
you promised
This is the bonus
us?
Thing. So that's the eyes. Do you love the eyes?
I love the eyes.
If you know an eye today, would you just reach out to that eye right now, hit pause on the pod, and just tell them that they're a great person. They will smile, and you will make their day.
Yeah.
So why don't you do that? But I want to talk about one more thing that I think is important.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, it's so important that you are you.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things, even at the end of this podcast, people are like, I want to be an I.
Yeah.
I want to be optimistic and enthusiastic. I want to be a wooer.
Yeah.
But maybe they're a C or an S.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, you will find more joy being who you are than trying to be that which you are not.
So good.
And you might have listened to this whole series on podcasts and go, oh, I like the D's, my favorite. I want to be, like most young leaders try to be D's.
Really?
Because they look like D's look like leaders.
Yeah.
It's not true, but young leaders will look at them and go, I'm going to try to be a D. I got to be direct and strong. And No, you need to be you.
Yeah.
And what happens is, and this is this adaptive concept that I want to talk about. When you try to act what you are not, you stress out and burn out.
Yeah.
I did the DISC personality assessment and then for church staff.
Yeah.
And I went in and I did all of this training for them. And then I got all the results from their test.
Right.
And, well, the leader of this church was a D. And he wanted everyone to be a D. Well, when I looked at the test, I noticed that the youth pastor was an S.
Mm-hmm.
But he was adaptive to a D, which means he was trying to be a D, but in his natural state, he was an S.
So that's what adaptive means?
Yeah.
Is what they're trying to be?
Yes, it means that he's an S trying to be a D.
Okay.
And so I saw that, and so I reached out to that leader, and I said, sir, your youth pastor is going to burn out.
Yeah.
Because you've created a culture that doesn't allow him to be who he is.
Mm.
You've created a culture that forces him to be what you are, and he's not what you are.
Yeah.
So I don't know what his work ethic is like. I don't know how valuable or how good his ministry is, but I can tell you this. You have maybe 6 months max until he burns out.
Yeah.
Well, this leader didn't agree with me, and I said, okay, I'm just doing my sure. what I thought. In 3 months, that youth pastor quit ministry.
Oh, no.
Never went back into ministry. Was emotionally hurt and scarred and had to go see professional counseling.
Wow.
Why? Here's simply why. It's not because that youth pastor was a bad person. He was in a culture that forced him to be that which he was not.
Yeah.
And he tried to adapt to achieve, and you can't.
Yeah.
You are designed by your creator to be who you are.
Yeah.
If you're a D, be a D, be wise.
Yeah.
If you're a C, be a C. Be wise.
Yeah.
If you're an S, be an S, be wise. Yeah. And if you're an I, be an I. Be who you are and find the strengths of that and accept who you are, and you will make a difference in this world. And here it is. You will find joy and adventure in life being who God created you to be.
So be who we are and accept for those for who they are.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah. All right, so going through this, you've talked about this a couple different times, so I keep forgetting to ask you this question. You've talked about how you've done these teachings with other ones. Now, I just got to know, as an I, did you just say, hey, I know a lot about the DISC and I can do this teaching, or was there like a special like training that you went through to like go teach?
That's really good. No, I took a special training.
Did you?
On this. Here's why. When I was a lot younger, I think I shared this at the beginning of the first podcast. There's two things that really influenced me as a leader. Now Discover Your Strengths, that book by Tom Rath. And I realized,
Strength Finders?
Yep, Strength Finders 2.0.
Yeah.
The original book was Now Discover Your Strengths. I mean, there's a book right before that one, a precursor called Break All the Rules.
Mm.
That's a great
eye.
Yeah. and then I took the DISC personality.
Yeah.
And I discovered I'm an I.
Yeah.
And I realized, because you know what I was spending most of my time in life doing? Trying to be a C.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to do all the things I wasn't very good at, because those were the things that were always cutting me off.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I'm an I.
Yeah.
Like, when I learned that I can be a woo and that's okay, when I learned that I can, my enthusiasm is a positive thing.
Yeah.
So because it brought so much richness to my life, I studied it to help others find richness in their life. And in being a D, I, S, or C.
That's cool.
Awesome. So, I contacted one of the companies that said, and I took their training, and then I began to travel to different schools and churches and organizations and train on it.
That's cool.
I loved it.
All right, so Kevin, wrap it up. Wrap up the disc. This was our last episode of the disc. So just put a nice little bow on it for us.
Well, thank you everyone for going on a 2-month journey with us.
And yeah.
Four episode journey of the DISC. I think each one brings such great value because you have to accept yourself and then you have to accept others, and to understand others is part of the beauty of the disc.
Yeah.
I use a lot of it to discover who I was, mm-hmm. but I don't use the disc that much anymore.
Right.
I use it now more understanding and giving grace and love to others, because I understand where they're just a C.
Yeah.
And so I get that and get much more grace. You give grace.
They are a C. No, they're not just a C.
Yeah. Ooh, very well said. And you know what? A C caught that word. And I have a C.
I'm so proud of myself for being a C right now.
And I will always say just. That's good. Can we delete that? But I would say you get to accept them for who they are, and not accept them. You get to celebrate them.
I love that.
So you know what? Everyone listening? Go celebrate people.
Yeah.
Be a life speaker. Point out their strengths. Mm-hmm. Point out their value of why they are on the planet, what they bring to your life.
Yeah.
And what a beautiful way to live life.
What's cool is as you start doing that with the people around you, you'll notice that they're going to start doing the same thing, because you're bringing that into their life. They're going to start doing that as well.
You know, joy is contagious.
Yeah.
And, we've been passing around a lot of other viruses. I think we need to pass around a little joy in our communities.
That's good.
And one of the ways of spreading joy is communicating the value of what people bring to life.
That's good.
Yeah.
As always, what a fun episode, actually a series of episodes. It's been fun. I'm not going to lie, Kevin. I'm a little bummed not to be doing 2 a month, but at the same time, I'm excited for where we're going.
We are going to do in the next episode in fact, I don't even have it completely written. I'm writing this one currently.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited about just the truths I've already been putting together. And that is talking about the idea of how to live forgiving.
Mm.
How to live with forgiveness. Yeah. Forgiving people. Because, you know, life is complicated.
Yeah.
And just in the disc mentality, we're gonna offend one another once in a while. And we've talked about in a previous podcast not living with offense.
Yeah.
But you know, how do you live forgiving people that need to be forgiven? Mm. What does that look like? Because I think there's a lot of confusion on what it means to forgive someone. We're going to unpack that.
Yeah.
And by the end of that podcast, I think it's going to be so freeing for so many people. Can't wait to unpack that.
That's fun. I'm excited about that. And
it's going
to
be good.
For everyone here, as always, please listen to us. I keep doing that. Please.
Well, we're begging for affirmation on our podcast, basically. No, that's hilarious.
We're a bunch of eyes. Check us out on all the different places to listen to our podcast. Check out the website. We love it, lifeandgear.com. And make sure you are listening to every episode.
And like and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We're always putting stuff up there. I saw Andy taking pictures of this recording. And I don't know what we were doing. I think Justin had his finger up his nose. But we'll be posting that one as well. So make sure to follow that for getting a little chuckle here and there.
Yeah. Hey, that's all we have for today. As always, I'm your host, Justin Stewart. And for Kevin and myself, thank you so much for listening to the Life in Gear podcast, where truth leads to joy and adventure.
Boom.